Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the introduction, Daisy, and thank you for a great presentation. I am Adele Schartzer, and I'm going to be taking a look at a much broader, higher level structural intervention that can influence access to care for those with cancer. We're looking at the Affordable Care Act and using data from early in the implementation. I want to acknowledge the financial support that we had from the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network and the Livestrong Foundation for this project. They were sort of more than just funders. They participated in helping us think through the project and reviewed and edited the documents. Support for the core health reform monitoring survey, which is the data source we used, comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Urban Institute. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Sharon Long at the Urban Institute, and Kirsten Sloan and Anna Howard, and other reviewers at the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, and Lois Pace and others at the Livestrong Foundation. To provide a bit of context, the Affordable Care Act included major health insurance changes that were implemented in early 2014. Since that time, about 15 million adults have gained health insurance coverage, depending on the source that you use. There are 14.5 million cancer patients and survivors living in the United States, and they may benefit from the broad provisions of the Affordable Care Act, including expanded availability of health insurance coverage through Medicaid and the health insurance exchanges, or the marketplaces, private insurance reforms that could make health insurance more available and accessible to them, including the elimination of pre-existing conditions, exclusions, and medical underwriting in the individual and small group markets. The enhanced coverage of recommended preventive services across the board could help increase access to care for adults with cancer, and limitations on out-of-pocket spending could also improve conditions for adults with cancer. So keeping this in mind, we have three main questions that we looked at. How are non-elderly adult cancer patients and survivors faring soon after the implementation of the ACA in terms of their health insurance, access to care, and healthcare affordability? How do adults with a cancer history compare to adults who do not have a cancer history on those measures? And then which adult cancer patients and survivors are most likely to report issues with access to care and healthcare affordability? We used the Health Reform Monitoring Survey, which I'll call the HRMS. This is a rapid cycle monitoring of changes under the Affordable Care Act to fill in information gaps before federal survey data are available. We also started the HRMS to help inform ongoing ACA implementation. The HRMS is a quarterly internet-based survey of a nationally representative sample of non-elderly adults, about 7,500 adults each round. We started it in early 2013, so we have about 10 quarters of data now. We draw questions from existing validated federal surveys when we can. Some of the questions that we want to ask have not been asked before, so we have to go through a development process for those. The sample is drawn from GFK's Knowledge Panel, which is about a panel of 55,000 non-elderly adults. We draw a new sample each round, so we cannot track individuals over time. And in quarter three, 2014, September, we oversampled adults with a cancer history, meaning they had ever been diagnosed. So these are respondents who were adults at the time of the survey, but they could have been diagnosed as a child. We can't tell in our survey. In terms of content in the HRMS, we have core questions on health insurance coverage, their access to care, healthcare affordability issues, their health status. We ask topical questions that vary each round on issues like awareness of key ACA provisions, their health insurance literacy, their sort of the community that they're living in. In addition, we have supplemental data from Knowledge Panel that we can use to help inform our analyses. So primarily we're looking at descriptive estimates comparing non-elderly adult cancer patients and survivors to adults without cancer. We present unadjusted estimates, but we also did some regression adjustment to account for differences between cancer patients and survivors and adults without cancer. When we created our table one looking at characteristics, we found that cancer patients and survivors were generally older, had higher income, and had other characteristics that could also influence health insurance coverage and access to care. So we wanted to control for those when we presented our comparisons. We looked at a number of measures, including uninsurance at the time of the survey, as well as their insurance history over the prior 12 months. For access to care, we asked whether they have a usual source of care at the time of the survey, and whether they'd had a routine checkup in the past 12 months, whether they'd seen a specialist, did they have any access problems, such as trouble getting an appointment or being told the doctor wasn't seeing new patients. And we also asked about their satisfaction with their access to care under their health plan. In terms of healthcare affordability, we looked at whether they reported unmet need for care because of cost, whether they had problems paying family medical bills or had family medical debt, meaning they had bills that were being paid off over time. We looked at whether they had out-of-pocket medical expenditures of $2,000 or more over the prior 12 months, and that's a family measure. And we also asked them about their satisfaction with affordability to care under their health plan. For the measures of access to care and healthcare affordability, because we have this 12-month look back, we focus on adults who have been insured for all of the 12 months, just because we know that uninsurance can have such a large impact on these factors. So we wanted to limit our analyses to those adults. Okay, so turning now to some numbers. In September 2014, we find that almost all adult cancer patients and survivors had health insurance at the time of the survey, 96.4%, and 87.4% had been insured for all of the prior 12 months. When we adjusted for differences between cancer patients and survivors and adults without cancer, we find that cancer patients were still significantly more likely to report having health insurance. So just by way of commentary, I present that the numbers that you see on the figure are unadjusted, but the statistical significance stars are for regression adjustment. So we wanted to present kind of the actual levels of need and in the figures, but the stars represent sort of whether the difference was significantly different after regression adjustment. For both adult cancer patients and survivors and adults without cancer, we find that about 1 in 10 of the insured reported they were newly insured in the prior 12 months. So that means that they had been uninsured at some point sort of between September 2013 and September 2014 and were insured at the time of the survey. So there wasn't a statistically significant difference, but we found that it was about 1 in 10 for each group. And after adjustment, adults with a cancer history were significantly less likely to report that they had been uninsured for all of the prior 12 months. So looking now at access to care, we find that about 8 in 10 cancer patients and survivors reported they had a usual source of care at the time of the survey. Nearly 85% reported they had a routine checkup in the prior 12 months, and 73% reported they had seen a specialist in the prior 12 months. After adjustment, cancer patients and survivors were significantly much more likely to have had some sort of interaction with the healthcare system over the prior 12 months compared to adults without cancer. They were also significantly more likely to report having problems accessing care, which could reflect their higher utilization. So about 22.5% of cancer patients and survivors said that they had had some sort of access problem in the prior 12 months. And there were no differences with satisfaction under their health plan. Looking at healthcare affordability, we find that about 3 in 10 cancer patients and survivors reported an unmet need for care because of cost in the prior 12 months. This was not significantly different from adults without cancer. Cancer patients were more likely to report affordability problems that could result from using healthcare, so they had problems paying family medical bills and high family out-of-pocket healthcare spending. So we see nearly 4 in 10 cancer patients and survivors reported family out-of-pocket costs of $2,000 or more in the prior 12 months. There was no difference in the satisfaction with affordability under the healthcare plan. So then we turn to look at which cancer patients and survivors are most likely to report access problems and affordability problems. And we look at those cancer patients who reported an unmet need for care because of cost. We find that, perhaps not surprisingly, they are much more likely to have fewer resources and more limited socioeconomic status. So we see they are less likely to be married, more likely to be low income, less likely to own their home. We also found that they were less likely to have a college education compared with cancer survivors who did not have an unmet need for care because of cost. Similarly, those with family medical bill problems or medical debt were also more likely to have some economic vulnerabilities. However, it appeared that they were slightly more likely to be moderate income. So those who reported family medical bill problems or medical debt, nearly half of them had family income in that range between 139 and 399% of poverty, which is really the target range for the marketplace subsidies. There were also some interesting patterns in terms of health status. Those with access and affordability problems were more likely, or they were less likely to be in fair or poor health, but more likely to have some chronic conditions. So that raised concerns to us for ongoing care for this population who have had a cancer history and have a chronic condition. So just to summarize, in September 2014, early in the implementation of the ACA, nearly all cancer patients and survivors were insured, and most had insurance coverage for the past 12 months. Most insured cancer patients and survivors were pretty well connected to the healthcare system compared to adults without cancer, but there were still gaps. Healthcare affordability issues in particular were common among cancer patients and survivors, even though they had health insurance coverage. Gaps in access and affordability for cancer patients and survivors could improve as ACA implementation continues. Again, we're looking really 9 months into the implementation of the major coverage provision, so there may need to be more time for some of these changes to really play out in the population. And so these financial concerns, along with other concerns that we didn't really have the ability to look at in our survey, such as the supply of oncologists, and other providers, rising costs of cancer treatment, and other barriers to care could hamper progress toward the ACA's goals. I should acknowledge a few limitations. First, this is just basically a cross-sectional survey, and so we can't really monitor long-term trends for cancer patients and survivors in this survey. It's something I think we would like to carry over to other data sources as healthcare federal data sets with post-ACA data become available. Also, because we don't know how long it's been since an individual was diagnosed, we don't know how much of an impact that really plays on their current healthcare access and use. So, we would love to be able to collect how long it's been since you were diagnosed, but we don't have that in this round. Again, this is just one sort of cross-sectional survey, so it's hard to attribute what we're seeing to the Affordable Care Act. It's really more just a glimpse at how they're doing now early in the ACA implementation. Okay? Thanks. I'm happy to take your question. So we don't have the sample size to be able to produce state-level estimates, and we tend to group states together. So we do a lot of work with the HRMS comparing states that have expanded Medicaid to states that have not expanded Medicaid, or states with a federally facilitated marketplace to states with their own. I don't present those here generally because there's not enough sample size to be able to reliably produce estimates just for the cancer survivors and patients, but it's definitely something that we try to look at. So I should note, we did exclude adults with a skin cancer diagnosis only. Beyond that, we don't know whether they had breast cancer, lung cancer, cervical cancer, et cetera. Yes. Yeah, go ahead, and then. We We have not looked at the screening rates. So when we looked at unmet need for care because of cost, we do ask more specific types of services. So medical tests or treatment, specialist care, dental care, contraception and family planning, but we don't ask specifically about screening. And because it's a cross-sectional survey, we can't say, okay, these folks had gained insurance in the past 12 months and these folks reported that they had a specialist visit in the prior 12 months. We don't know the history between the two, so we can't piece out causality. Sure. So I'm trying to remember the language of the survey. This was one of the GFK profile data questions that they ask, and I think it's any skin cancer. But if they had skin cancer and another type of cancer, then they were included in our sample. We have not established yet whether or not we'll do a follow-up using the HRMS. I think we are interested in looking at some of the other data sources like the medical expenditure panel survey that collect a lot more detailed utilization and insurance information. I haven't checked to see what the sample sizes are there, but they don't have post-ACA data yet. So, you know, we have to be patient. Yes, in the back. We didn't convert sort of, say 30% of our sample have affordability issues. That means that X number, millions of cancer patients. We didn't take that step in part because, our sample is not huge. And so we need a reliable source of data where we can sort of benchmark to the characteristics of cancer patients. So, but that is a good idea. That always makes research, I think, seem much more tangible to the audience. Good suggestion. Any more questions? Okay, thank you so much.